Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. We'd like to give a quick shout out to Falls Church, Virginia.
Falls Church, Virginia.
Yeah, another set of new listeners. We're really excited to have them listening to us. Thank you so much. You can check us out at graceintheshadowsor.org. You can text or call 251-4645, or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadowsor.org. All right. What you got?
I got a couple dad jokes.
Oh, of course you do.
Where do fruits go on vacation?
I have no idea.
Paris.
Oh, Paris. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Got all another right. one.
Okay.
I asked my dog what's 2 minus 2. He said nothing.
Okay.
All right. I also asked my dog what his favorite book in the Bible was. This is a true story.
And he said,
Roof.
All righty then.
All right.
Okay. Well, today, when we are recording this, it is February the 28th, 2024. Mm-hmm. And in 1983, the final episode of MASH aired. It was the most watched television program in history. Did you ever watch it?
I did. I liked it. All right. It was good.
Okay. And in 1993, 4 federal agents were killed in Waco, Texas, after they tried to serve an arrest warrant for weapons charges on Branch Davidian sect leader David Koresh.
That's awful. I remember that.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. All right. So what are we talking about today?
Never, and I don't say this very often, never use the D word in marriage, in your marriage. And we're going to talk about why. How come?
All right. And the D word is
divorce.
Right.
I want to start off by reading Matthew 19:4-6.
Okay.
Jesus says, haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning, the creator made them male and female and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Mm. So, you know, number one, Jesus is defining marriage.
Right.
He doesn't care what society says or the laws of our government say.
Correct.
Jesus defines marriage between a man and a woman,
yes.
Male and female. He also talks about father and mother leaving their other family, becoming one, and that's in the spiritual sense, becoming one spiritually, emotionally, and physically,
mm-hmm.
and not letting anyone separate that.
Right.
So he takes divorce very seriously. God hates, in Malachi, God says he hates divorce.
Yes.
Now, there are some exceptions.
There are.
I believe adultery and something when an unbeliever leaves. And, mm-hmm. I definitely think abuse in some abusive situations for sure.
Right.
But God definitely does not. That's not his ideal.
No, definitely not. But he does make a way for those exceptions.
But those are rare and far between. I think that mm-hmm. in our culture, 1 out of 2 people, marriages end in divorce, probably higher than that.
Yeah.
And that tells me that majority are unbiblical.
Yes, definitely. And when you get married, it should be till death do you part. And it shouldn't be an option if we decide we don't like each other anymore or things of that nature. That, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how a lot of people look at marriage nowadays.
So never using the D word mm-hmm. in marriage, divorce.
Yes.
So when you use divorce in marriage, it generally discourages because it can leave a negative implication
right.
or consequences for the relationship.
Yes.
And so it's important to avoid using this. I think a lot of times you get angry,
mm-hmm.
you sometimes have arguments late at night, you're tired.
Right.
You know, and you say things you shouldn't. But, you know, once you say it, you said it.
You can't take it back.
Right.
Right.
But there is forgiveness. But I think the more you say this, well, let's get into the reasons.
Okay.
The first one's negativity and fear.
Mm-hmm.
The word divorce is associated with ending a marriage, and
yes,
which can introduce fear and mm-hmm. definite negativity into the relationship,
right,
and creates unnecessary anxiety and insecurity for both both spouses.
Definitely, because that brings in a lack of trust, and you're like, are the feelings really real? Are they going to go away? That kind of thing, and it definitely breeds that.
And so that's one. It's unneeded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest quality that Jesus wants in marriage is the unity of the marriage, becoming one flesh,
right,
and being personified by love.
Yes.
Because love covers a multitude of shortcomings, of sins, mm-hmm. for sure. The second one is self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm. If you constantly mention divorce, it can plant the idea on both sides, both mm-hmm. spouses' minds, potentially making it more likely to occur.
Yes.
You know, just like if you're, I'm going to fail this test. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's more likely you're going to fail the test.
True.
So you don't want to say something because it can be self-fulfilling.
Right.
I think the third reason is lack of commitment.
Mm.
First of all, marriage is more than a contract or a commitment. It's a covenant between you and God
yes.
and your spouse. But commitment is an aspect of it.
Right.
So when you frequently mention divorce, it can signal lack of commitment in your marriage. And can make your spouse question your dedication and willingness to work through challenges and obstacles.
Right. And people need to understand the meaning of the word covenant. A covenant should mm-hmm. only be broken in death. And
yes.
we need to look at marriage as a true covenant, that it just, you know, if you wake up the next day and think, oh, well, I don't like you anymore, don't love you anymore, well, let's get divorced. If you have that mentality, like you said, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's eventually going to happen. So you want to look at it as a covenant that can only be broken in death.
And that's right. And Christ gave the illustration of his love relationship with the church.
Yes.
As the church is the bride and Jesus is the bridegroom. Mm-hmm. And just think if Jesus got tired of the church and divorced it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. No. Not going to happen. Thank
not
you, Jesus.
Happen, but yeah. Right.
There's some denominations that think, yeah, oh, Jesus, you can lose your salvation. And I think that's totally unbiblical. They need to read Romans 8, where there's mm-hmm. nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Amen.
And in John, where it says that no one could pluck them out of my Father's hand,
true.
Out of my hand. And right. so, you cannot lose your salvation.
No.
So once saved, always saved. And once
right.
a bride, always a bride of Christ.
Yes.
But the next one is communication issues. If mm-hmm. you're using the D word.
Right.
Rather than addressing underlying issues or conflicts in mm-hmm. in your marriage, you know, discussing divorce as a quick solution mm-hmm. hinders that ability to communicate and problem solve together.
And, you know, if somebody's mentioning divorce, you're not going to want to talk things through with them. You're not going to want to trust them with your feelings mm-hmm. and thoughts, because you're thinking, well, they're just going to have an easy out. So why am I going to spend this time?
Why waste time and money?
Right. And that's
why be vulnerable?
Right. And that's such a bad place to be in.
Yeah. And so, I mean, if you think your spouse is so impulsive about willing to go out and get a divorce, if that's what he or she is threatening,
right.
you know, you're not going to want to address the issues in a constructive, healthy manner.
Correct.
And the next one is emotional distress. Mm. Some individuals hearing the word divorce in their marriage causes emotional distress, anxiety, and even
yes.
depression.
Yes.
So it's important to prioritize each other's emotional well-being and mental health.
Correct.
Once again, that's not being loving.
Right.
You know, and so it's important to, if you really love your spouse, to put yourself and your own impulsiveness or anger problems aside.
Yeah. And it's putting yourself in the other spouse's shoes, because you don't want to say anything to them that you don't want said to you. And you really need to think about those things before you spout off in anger. Mm-hmm. You really need to think about your words, because words hurt.
Destroys trust.
Yes.
Continuously mentioning divorce erodes trust
mm-hmm.
in the relationship, in
yes.
the marriage.
Yes.
So your spouse may wonder if you're truly committed and might start to withhold emotions and information.
Right.
It makes sense to me.
Well, you know, God tells us to be one flesh, and mm-hmm. we need to be on the same page all the way around. And if we're throwing out that D word, you're not on the same page
right?
at all.
Yeah. Focus on solutions instead mm-hmm. of fixating on divorce as an option.
Yeah.
It's more productive to focus on finding solutions together in the marriage and growing together and yes. strengthening your relationship.
True.
That's a better option.
Absolutely.
Impact on children is another reason.
Mm.
If there's children involved in the marriage, discussing divorce or using it haphazardly,
right,
openly can be especially precarious and harmful. Mm-hmm. And I think it creates insecurity, emotional turmoil for them, for children.
Yes.
Because they're listening.
Well, and our kids have so much else going on in their lives to worry about. They need a safe haven
they
in
do.
The home. And
they, do.
They don't need to be worrying about, mm-hmm. you know, their parents' relationship. They need to be focusing on their lives and on their family and their, you know, family matters, you know, and they don't need to feel insecure.
Seeking professional help is another alternative.
True.
If you're facing serious issues in your marriage,
mm-hmm.
it's more logical, advisable, and healthy to seek marriage counseling from a Christian therapist that believes the Bible
right.
than going to get a divorce.
Very true. And I know that in your practice, you have seen marriages that were on the brink,
yes.
you know, come back and be whole. And those people ended up ministering to other people, I'm sure. So definitely finding a Christian counselor that uses the Bible as their base is so important.
I believe that, you know, a professional can help with tools and strategies and
yes,
and challenge them constructively to improve their marriage.
Right.
I think also reinforce the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of mentioning divorce, use positive language to reinforce your commitment to the marriage, expressing love, appreciation to your spouse, and make an effort to work on the relationship and show empathy towards her or him.
True. I agree. And I throw in there, we really need to think about what we're putting in our minds, what mm-hmm. movies we're watching, what mm-hmm. TV shows we're watching, because, you know, it's divorce is out there constantly on those things. And we need to really not be putting that into our minds, not be putting that into mm-hmm. the minds of our children either.
You know, never threatening divorce in marriage is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead, we use the C word, commitment and covenant.
Yes.
Covenant keeping. Love says that we stay together, that I'd marry you all over again.
Absolutely. And let's say there's some people listening here mm-hmm. today that you've been using that D word. You know mm-hmm. what? Stop it.
Stop
it now. Sit down. If you have kids, sit down with your family. Talk to them. Tell them that you should never have used that word and you're mm-hmm. going to commit to not using that word again. And explain to your kids why. And recommit in front of your kids that you love each other, that you love them and you love each other and that y'all are in this for the long haul forever.
That's right.
It's an important conversation to have.
I totally concur. And I think ultimately, you know, you're in this to death do you part. And mm-hmm. it's an important thing because it's a fabric of society that God created marriage for his
yes,
glory.
Absolutely.
And for the procreation of his kingdom.
Yes.
And it's another example of how God can take your mess, turn to a message for his glory, for your good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Goodbye.